Hello, welcome everyone. Wow, I'm glad to see all of you here today. Let me introduce myself. I'm so honored to say that I am the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood. We have others that will be participating in the service, and the other person I thought was participating. Okay, so we're going to just let that go. There's lots of people that will be involved today in the service. Do you know this by heart? Okay, let's. And Steve is going to be our announcement person. Thank you, Steve. No more
black holders. Right. Well, once again, good morning. Welcome. I'm Steve Bacon, a member here this morning, obviously thinking about other things than doing the announcement. So anyways, here we go. First and foremost, if you're here visiting with us this morning, we hope you find a place which serves your needs for both meditation, for understanding, and for connection to God. Inside your bulletins this morning, you'll find a number of things. Just let me point those things out to you. First of all is a attendance prayer slip. Does a couple things for us. There's actually two different colors. Are there two colors now still?
Nope.
Just the one, okay. So we have a lavender-colored one, looks like this. Does a couple things for us. The top portion lets us know of any concerns that you have. We're certainly a community of faith. We like to know those joys and concerns that you might have. And later on in the service, we share those at an appropriate time. Our ushers will collect them from you. So once again, if there's some joy, some concern, something happening in your life that you'd like to share with us during that time, please fill that top portion up, and the ushers will come up and pick that up from you. Then further down, there's a part to let us know that you're here. It's a way that we can certainly make sure that those that are with us and those that are not, we can certainly check upon from week to week. So certainly take those. If you don't have a prayer request, it just goes in the offering plate later on. Just a few announcements this morning. We have a number of things coming up. Today at 3 p.m., we have a procession to support the refugees. They're going to start at the White Branch Library, which is on Butternut Street, 763, and it's going to be at 3 p.m. So along the route, we're going to pause at several of the faith areas and certainly have a time to both welcome each other and accept each other. So certainly, if you have a chance to do that, it's going to run from 3 to 4:30. Once again, that's going to be at the White Branch Library. That is in your bulletin. Also in your bulletin this morning, not next weekend, but the following weekend, on May 20th and 21st, is our Sacred Sites Tour. That's a chance that we're going to go around and see the different sanctuaries in the area. Our church is highlighted, which will be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the 20th and 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. on the 21st. So if you're interested in either participating in the event here or certainly finding out about the other churches, you can contact Jane Humbert for more interested in helping out with that. Once again, we have a number of wonderful opportunities for us, both inside the church and outside the church. Those are listed in your bulletin. We do have communion this morning, which we will then guide you through that later on. If there's any other issues that you have, certainly with ushers, they can guide you to rocking chairs in the back. We have childcare that's needed for you, or certainly anything else, restrooms and so forth. Just as I say, let the ushers know. Other than that, we're on our way, and Beth, are you our liturgist? And Beth Drew is our liturgist this morning. We can, yes. If you're wondering why it's a little bit chaotic this morning, for those of you who had to drive through the Mountain Goat area, there's a Mountain Goat race going on this morning. It's kind of throwing a number of us off. We're trying to scramble from that. But anyways, blessings and welcome.
Well, good morning again. I'm so glad to see all of you. And I'm glad you made it through the Mountain Goat race. I know that that was, I was concerned that I was going to be late because I was going to run into detours and such. So, the butterfly has long been a symbol of the resurrection of Jesus, as well as the resurrection of believers, as we emerge from the power of death. In this Easter season, we will examine our own transformations from cocoons and tombs to the unfurled beauty of all God calls us to be. And I just want to say a couple of quick words about our meeting last week. As you all know, and if you don't, please feel free to check out online the United Methodist News, that the Judicial Council of the United Methodist Church had ruled about a bishop in the Western jurisdiction, Bishop Olivito, and so we, as a congregation, had a quick meeting. Actually, it turned into a somewhat quick meeting after church last week, and we decided to do a few things as the group that was here, and one is to draft a letter and ask the governing board to approve it so that we might put it out into the Syracuse newspapers, and then when I say draft a letter saying how we as a governing board feel about this judicial council ruling and other parts of our church doctrine. And then the other thing we decided is we're going to have a big, huge celebration for our 6th anniversary of being a reconciling church, and that will be in June. So know that those things are some things that were talked about and discussed last week after worship, and I don't want to forget to tell you. And the other thing before I forget, because we're talking about butterflies, is I'm going to be on vacation next week, and I'm super excited. So so you won't see me next Sunday, but I will be praying and thinking of all of you. So I'm going to start over just so we can get back on track. The butterfly has long been a symbol of the resurrection of Jesus, as well as the resurrection of believers as we emerge from the power of death. In this Easter season, we will examine our own transformations from cocoons and tombs to the unfurled beauty of all God calls us to be. In the opening of the tomb of Lazarus, in the unwrapping of his funeral clothes, the community had to face their unknowing and perhaps disbelief and trust that the resurrection Jesus had facilitated was real. The range of emotions was vast. As the butterfly's cozy environment cracks further open still, it is the participation of the whole community that will make change possible. Waking up, rolling away the stone, unwrapping what will be. And let us begin worship.
Good morning. I'm Beth Drew, and I'm happy to be your liturgist this morning. I do apologize for sliding in that back door after sitting in traffic for 20 minutes or more. So thank you for welcoming me as I am. Our call to worship this morning are words that have been shared by Bishop Karen Olivito and are based on the Carpenter song, "We've Only Just Begun." We are going to listen to the song for a minute, and when I give you the signal, please rise if you are able and join with me in the call to worship. But for now, for about a minute and a quarter, let's just listen.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun
before the rising sun, we fly.
Just begun.
we've only just begun to live. The crossroads of love and justice, signs along the way. Holy Spirit, you have already opened minds and pushed open closet doors. Of truth, we'll start out walking and learn to run, sharing horizons that are new to us. Together, we'll find a place where there is room to grow. So much of life ahead, gay and straight, together, before the rising sun we fly. Let us pray together, all together. Spirit divine, in such times when church law fails and shared wisdom is so hard to find, we ask for your guidance. Help us find a pathway to common ground, someplace where justice, love, and progress pushes back against fear. As the carpenters sang, there are so many roads to choose. As a church, help us to see your big sky picture that we've only just begun to live. Help us to come together and share horizons that are new to us. Amen. Let us join now in singing our opening hymn, Morning Has Broken. This is number 145 in the hymnal, and it's also shown on the screen. So let us sing together. Now standing and moving in the tradition that we have at University Church of greeting each other by shaking hands, saying good morning, I invite you to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbors.
morning, everyone. If there are any children who would like to come forward and join us in the blessing of the children, please do. Please come forward. And I have to get my thing over here. All right. So I need a volunteer, but I need you to think about or hear what it is before you volunteer because I don't want to scare you. So I need a volunteer who would be okay with being wrapped up. Oh, okay. We have two volunteers. All right. So let's see how we can do this. I also, everyone else is going to volunteer to do something else. So can you, so I think what we're going to do is we'll have you be our volunteer, and then we'll have everyone else be the volunteer for everything else. So how about you sit right here? Good. And so what I'm going to do is put these over you. All right, are you okay with that? Okay. So here we go. The first one is this. So we're going to put these over her the beach one, because we're talking about Lazarus today in worship. And so Lazarus had died, and then he was in a tomb, like was tradition in his day, in Jesus' day. And then Jesus told him, Lazarus, come out of the tomb. And he came out of the tomb. So we're going to put you in the tomb, and we're going to put you in these, because in Jesus' time, we also, the tradition was to wrap people up. Kind of like a mummy, but not like a mummy. Okay, so but we're not going to wrap you up like a mummy. We're just going to put this on you. All right, and if you feel weird, just say, "I feel weird. Let me out." Okay, so everyone else, how are you doing? Are you okay? Okay. Okay, we'll do this. All right, are you okay? All right. So I need everyone else to volunteer to do something else. Okay, and here's our last one. Are you okay? She's okay. All right. So all the people around are community. And so what I need you to do, can you two come over on this side? And you two stay on this side? What we need to do is lift these cloths off of her and say, we care for you. All right? We care for you. Who wants to do the green one? All right, go ahead. So take it off, and we're going to all say together, we care for you. Okay, now hold on. And then the next one, we're going to say, God loves you. Well, God loves you. All right, and do you want to do this one, Jacob? You want to take the last one off? And we're all going to say together, you ready? Are you okay doing this? Okay. We care for you. Wow. What was that like? What was it like to be underneath all those cloths? It made you hot. I bet it did. It's hot in here today. Was it dark? Yeah, it was dark. Was it a little bit scary? A little bit scary. How did it feel when we said we care for you? How did it feel when we said we care for you? Okay. And how did it feel when we said God loves you? Awesome. Great. Okay. So this is what the people did in Lazarus' day. Jesus told them to take the wrappings, the funeral wrappings away. And I'm imagining that that felt good to Lazarus, that the community was all around him saying, we care for you. So I'm so grateful that you were willing to volunteer and be hot underneath these three cloths. So will you all pray with me today? Will you pray with me? We're going to have to pick that up after, huh? All right. Let's pray. God, thank you for all that you give us, all the love that you give us, all the people that come into our lives so that we know your love, all the people that come into our lives so that they tell us they care for us and we can feel unwrapped and safe and with them and with you. Please be with us today as we go about the rest of our worship talking about Lazarus and all that he experienced with his community. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So you can go sit back with whoever brought you, okay? And we are going to start our time of prayer. So as I gather our cloths, I would like us all to be settling into an attitude of prayer. If you would like your prayer shared with our community today, please fill out one of those purple slips that was in your bulletin, and there will be ushers coming by to collect them, and then I will read them all as a part of our worship and a part of our prayer. So can we start our time of prayer together by singing our song? Thank you.
Will you please pray with me as we join together in a time of prayer where we will pray silently for a moment, followed by a short spoken prayer, and then joining together with the Lord's Prayer. So let us pray. Holy One, we pause in our worship, in our time together on Sunday morning, and in our busy lives to reach for, to connect with you, with your teachings, with your connection to us, with our love and fondness for each other. So as we join at this time, may there be a peace that settles over us, a calm that is felt within us, a spirit that drives us into our new week, and a rejuvenation as we hear music, shake hands, smile, learn, grow, think. This has been a week, as really many weeks are, of justice and injustice. This has been felt and seen by people in our church, people in our nation, people in our locality, people in our walks of life. We realize that in every day there are people facing injustice, and that it becomes very easy for many of us to kind of pretend it isn't there. So first of all, I pray for open eyes to see injustice, willing hands, feet, heart, brain to act on justice. And I pray, God, for me and maybe for others, that I avoid falling into the blame game, that I don't just react and say snide or angry words and nurture the divisiveness. And I pray this for leaders and supporters and foes and protesters, that we all keep our minds away from just trying to be the last word and trying to be the one who comes up with the phrase that maybe bites. Because, God, in our world, we know there's fragility. It is seen today as all the flowering trees are blooming, and yet we're looking at snow tonight. We're looking at frost tonight, and what will happen to those precious little buds? We recognize the fragility when we drive by a car on the highway that has unfortunately just had an accident, and we realize that even a run to the store can be a fragile time. We realize fragility through the many prayer requests that have been named this morning as people look at health and jobs and relocation and life. But God, we have faith, and we know that faith is not necessarily the absence of fear or doubt or questions or challenges, but the willingness to keep on going when there are questions or challenges or fear or doubt. And we know, God, and we pause to say thank you, that our faith comes from our relationship with you, from lessons personally learned, from experiences shared, from times that we have turned to you, God, and you are there. And so together, let us pray in community to you, saying the words that Jesus taught us. Mother, Father, God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As Jacob with stress.
scripture is from the 11th chapter of John, verses 38, 39, 43, and 44, and I will be reading from the New International Version of the Bible. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. And Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. And Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." I also will be reading this morning for a contemporary reading the poem Being Lazarus by Janine Everall. Yes, there was the putrid smell, the ooze and seep of flesh dead and dribbling, but worse, an empty ache of being forsaken, left. There was nothing in this tomb but me, and I am not enough. I am nothing without the other. I had been left behind like the lame child at the back of the crowd, disfigured, dismembered, forgotten. I was just a speck of dust, floating, settling. No breath, no name, an empty jar on a back shelf, a cracked and chipped thing. I must have done something very wrong to be so defiled. I know, it is my pride, my arrogance at being so loved. Is this what has brought me here to this void? How ironic. The cost of death is love. Then what is birth? Being put together cell by cell. Is that not love too? A change in sound, a different light. I see now. I see now. I am back. I am remembered. Still dusty, but whole. My name is called. I go to the other. So gently, gently, they unravel me, cord after cord, filthy layer after layer, until I am revealed. I know now I cannot hide. I am transparent. I am the butterfly in Pandora's box. I am hope. This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God. Instead of a second hymn today, we will be listening to a music video by Gloria Estevan titled Coming Out of the Dark. Now, she wrote this song when she was in recovery after a horrible tour bus accident on her way to a concert here in Syracuse. Her back injuries were severe and she went through depression. This song can be about coming out and emerging in so many different ways, and we all encourage each other to feel free to hum or sing along if you are familiar with this song.
Hello? Somebody there?
I'm not alone. Life is never easy, the rest is unknown. And up to now for me it's been hands against all. And each and every moment searching what to believe. Coming out of the dark,
starting again is part of the plan. And I'll be so much stronger holding your hand. Step by step I'll make it through. I know I can. May not make it easier, but I have felt you feel the way.
Coming out of the dark,
finally see light now, and it's shining on me.
I see the light, I see the light,
see the light,
see the light. Coming out of the dark,
no one does it save me. Share it with me.
I think I need to talk at all today. I think that song said it all. Oh, well, I guess I'll say something. I'd like to think about these things today. Coming out of the dark, and Lazarus, and his community, and the unwrapping the layers to wake up to the next thing, whatever is next. So I'm wondering, did anyone relate to this song about coming out of the dark? I know I sure did, coming out of the dark. Her story, Gloria Estefan's story, Beth shared a little with you. She was at the top of her game when this bus accident happened. She was on tour. I mean, hit after hit after hit on the radio. She was just doing all those things that people in the music industry want to be doing and checking off the list of success. She's not only a singer, she's also a songwriter, and she's also a choreographer and a dancer. So you can imagine that this injury to her back in the bus accident was tragic. Tragic to her life, tragic to her career, tragic to checking those things off the list of success. So she, first of all, had to work on getting out of the hospital. And then after that, she had to work on the recovery and the healing that happens when one has a back injury. And as most of us know, when you have a back injury, you're never, ever the same. And so Gloria Estefan, as a singer, songwriter, choreographer, and dancer, needed to think about and pray about what's next and what does that look like and feel like and how do I do that. And so this song, Coming Out of the Dark, emerged as she was in recovery and on her way. And you can see she didn't do any dancing in this video. This was the video that came out. She didn't do dancing, and that's okay. But just I want to note that she also was a dancer in her performances previous to the bus accident. And it seems like we all are kind of in that uncertain time. The things going on in our country and in our church, our global church, they seem uncertain, and we aren't quite sure what's next. So I'm wondering, as a group of people, if we are feeling in the dark, and I'm wondering when we'll be able to emerge and sing this song together. So, we are not meant to do this alone. We're meant to do this coming out of the dark in community. Jesus was there with the community and told the community to first move away the stone so that Lazarus could come out. And then he said to Lazarus, come out. And then he said once again to the community, Lazarus, community, unwrap him. He didn't come out of the dark alone. Jesus was with him, and his community was with him. And we are meant to live in community. And that's why I actually asked all of you, who has felt this way before? Who has been in the darkness? Who has come out of the darkness? Who has come out of the dark? Who has been unwrapped once again to find something new or be something new or love in a new way because you've learned something new? You've come out of the dark. Because we're not meant to do this alone. We do this in community. And so, even that this is community to me. So even when someone is coming out of the dark, there might be stench. I'm talking about right in these four walls. When someone here is coming out of the dark, there might be stench and ooze and a lot of gross stuff. But because we've come out of the dark before, we are able to be a community and surround that person with support and love. Support and love that a community can offer. And I kind of think of Jesus as our alpha dog in our pack of dogs. Because he tells the community here, our community sometimes, but in the case of Lazarus, he tells them to roll away the stone. And then he says to Lazarus, come out. And look at the community. Some of them are horrified. Some of them are looking away. Some of them don't want to come close. Some of them are peeking to see how bad it is. I mean, there's all kinds of reactions that this artist imagined the community was doing. It wasn't like everyone was so excited to see Lazarus after 4 days of death. They were wondering what he was going to be. What is he going to look like? How is he going to be the same or different? And when we take off those layers, what are we going to find? But he didn't do, again, he did it in community, and Jesus told the community to be there with and for Lazarus. So, there are a lot of layers, right? And just like a butterfly doesn't become a butterfly and quickly emerge out of the cocoon, it takes days and days and time for it to just chip away a little bit more of that cocoon to come out. That is how we as community can help and love one another as we each are coming out of the dark. You know, as people, we have lots of layers, right? Lots and lots of layers. And sometimes it takes a lifetime to get through all these layers of unwrapping what's new and next in an individual or even in a community. We don't just turn into, you know, like when we're born, we aren't the same as today, right? Is anyone here just like when they were born? I know I'm not. I would even ask, is anyone here like they were 5 years ago? I'm not. I'm nothing like what, well, I'm a little bit like what I was 5 years ago, but there's so many layers and layers to get through. Life is like an onion. You peel it off one layer at a time, and sometimes you weep. And that is by Carl Sandburg. The important thing is, just like Gloria Estefan said in her song over and over, did you see how often she referred to you, the capital Y, you, God, Jesus, I see the light, I'm standing on the rock of love. She referred over and over to Jesus. The important thing is, with Jesus by our side, we can wake up at any time and decide it's time to unwrap another layer. And when we unwrap another layer, you never know what you're going to get. Amen. This morning is one of those glorious mornings where we get to come to the Lord's table. How wonderful, beautiful, inspiring, hopefully rejuvenating this can be. And I want everyone to know that all are welcome at the table in the United Methodist Church and in this church. There's nothing that you need to do before you come here. There's nothing you need to say. You can just come. I'd like you to know also that we have gluten-free bread and grape juice served. Okay, so I just want to tell you that. And later on, we're going to get into the how we all get up here. So let us begin. May the risen Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts to God, resurrection people. Children of God, sing with joy on this day of resurrection. Songs of joy flow from our very being on this day. How good and pleasant it was, joyous God, when creation sprang forth. Great power, flinging stars into the blue-black skies, precious goodness dripping down the mountains into the valleys. We were created in your image with breath still. Your prophets came with great grace, declaring what they heard and saw. But we remain determined in our rebellion. Though the doors of our hearts were locked for fear, you would condemn us. Jesus came into our midst with words of peace on his lips. So with those from every time and every place with whom we hold faith in common, we sing your praises forever. Holy, holy, holy God of grace and hope, all creation praises your glorious name. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in our... May can be complete. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, ordainer of blessings, and gracious is your Son, Jesus our Christ. He came showing us his hands, which were full of your healing. He lived to stand by our side when pain and anger assail us. He spoke, proclaiming your good news of salvation for rebellious children. He died, going deep into death's sorrows, that we might walk in your light. We, as we gather to bear witness to his life and death, we celebrate his resurrection and new hope. We declare that mystery we have heard and seen. Christ went to the cross, stretching out his hands to embrace death. Christ came out of the grave, reaching out his hands to embrace your love. Christ will come, offering us his hands so we might go home with him. Breathe on us, Spirit of God, as we gather around this table, transform this simple bread this simple bread into that gift of life, which broken can make us whole again. Sanctify this common cup. That it might become the grace for which we thirst in this and every moment. And when we have been nourished, may we go forth into the world, pushing aside the doors locked tight by the forces of prejudice and oppression, that all might receive your hope, that everyone might feel your breath, bringing them back to life. And when we have come to the end of our journey, when we gather with our sisters and brothers around that feast of wonder and grace you prepare, we will join our hearts and voices in singing your praises throughout all eternity, God in community, holy in one. Amen. So, as I said, everyone is welcome here at the table. And just logistically, we're going to come up this way. We have two aisles, and like I said, there is gluten-free bread and grape juice. So our ushers will come forward, and they'll invite pew by pew to come up on this side and also on this side. And when you get here, there will be many servers. And if they want to start coming up, they can, and we can get you organized. And so what you will find first is bread. And if you would like, you pick that up. And then you have a choice. You can either dip it in a cup and receive Holy Communion by intinction, or you can eat the bread right away and then you can go to the little cup and drink the little cup, all right? And then if you would like to come up and just receive a blessing, you can also do that. And if you would like to remain up here and kneel at the rail, please feel free to do so. This is however you feel led, okay? This is however you feel led. So let us begin the journey. Let us continue now in our worship.
As we enter into this time of giving, I'd like to just remind everyone that at the black notebook at the end of the pew, there are purple sheets like this. This is to register your, thank you, Stark, to register your attendance. Thank you for doing that. And also, I would very sincerely like to welcome all visitors here today. We are very, very pleased that you chose to come in and be here this morning. Thank you. Please feel you always have a church home here. And I would just like to let you know that there is no expectation of giving on a day when you are visiting us. You are our guest, and we welcome you here. We do, though, have a time in our service where we have the tradition of giving, and so as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us now bring our tithes, donations, and offerings. Let us pray together the unison prayer of dedication. And it should be showing on the screen. Here we go. Okay, let us pray together. God of the faithful, in every time today, you have called us into your church to be one body in Jesus Christ. You have bestowed on us the gifts we need for your service. Grant that we might willingly take our part, that we may support one another, that we might seek the greatest gift, which is love. Knead us together into one loaf with all your people throughout the world, through your spirit of unity. Amen. And now please remain standing and let's sing together Because He Lives, as displayed on the screen, or number 364.
Amen. So quick, couple of quick things. I will be standing over here at the end of worship if you'd like to talk with me. There's coffee, which is always good, on behind us in the gathering room. And Beth just told me that she's selling coffee, so the fair trade coffee. So all lots of great things happening today. So let us close our worship today. Form us. Hold us. Open us, unfold us, unfurl us, untether us, uncurl us, uncrease us, unwrap us. Go now in peace to love and serve God. Amen.